What is satisfactory hearing? Should we listen to television or the Srimad Bhagavatam? So Prabhupada gives some purport. He stresses hearing about the Lord. He says that one cannot be fully satisfied by hearing unless and until one is given a chance to hear the transcendental activities of the Lord. Every living entity has a tendency to hear some pleasing messages. And as such, almost every one of us is inclined to hear news and talks broadcast by the TV stations and radio stations. But the difficulty is that no one is satisfied at heart by hearing such messages. All those messages. The cause of such dissatisfaction is the incompatibility of the message with the innermost stratum of living soul. Radio news, TV news, and newspapers, or TV news, it is incompatible with the inner stratum of the living soul. This transcendental literature, however, is especially prepared by Vyasadeva to give the utmost satisfaction to the people in general by narrating the activities of the Lord as instructed by Narada Muni to Vyasadeva. People who take interest in hearing Bhagavatam clear their hearts of accumulated mundane filth. There are 1,001 rash literatures on the market. But one who has taken interest in Bhagavatam loses all interest in such filthy literature. Prabhupada is being quite specific here about the power of Bhagavatam to defeat our interest in mundane news. And one will have to do the experiment. Find out which leaves him with the better taste, more satisfaction. Now the question can be asked, all right, you're talking about hearing Bhagavatam, but I have a natural attraction to hearing the TV news, and it's all so jazzed up, and there's one lady newscaster, one man newscaster, and they go back and forth, so how do I get attraction for the Bhagavatam? Because all the ladies are watching the men newscaster, and all the men are watching the lady newscaster. So, how do you get an affinity? Matsevam, by serving those devotees who are completely free from vice, one gets affinity for hearing the message of Bhagavatam. This is from the first canto of the Bhagavatam. This is chapter 2, verse 16. Chapter 2 is very important. So many important verses there. Shu shu sho shadadanasya vasudeva kata vichi syan mahat sevaya vipra punya tirtana shevanat. By serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. Mahat seva vipra. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. So you get Vasudeva kata ruchi. Vasudeva kata ruchi, you get taste. We're hearing by serving the devotees. So this is the key, how one can get attraction for hearing. By serving the servants of the Lord, one gradually gets the quality of such servants. And thus one becomes qualified to hear the glories of God. The eagerness to hear about God is the first qualification of a devotee eligible for entering the kingdom of God. So we often ask devotees, oh, are you reading? Oh no, I don't have much taste for reading. Are you listening to tapes? No, I don't like so much. So this lack of attraction or taste for hearing or reading is indicative of a person's heart contamination. That one doesn't have much attraction for the talks of the Lord. But by serving, then one will get this taste. So Sridhar Swami, he responds to the question, I lack a taste for hearing, so what should I do? Sridhar Swami says, by visiting places of pilgrimage and serving the Mahatmas residing there will gradually purify us and evoke our spiritual desires. Jiva Goswami comments that holy people frequent holy places. Meeting them, taking their association, and feeling their potency will awaken our desire to gain knowledge about the Supreme Lord. by hearing Krishna Katha from them. Devotees may also associate with Srila Prabhupada by reading his books and hearing his recorded lectures and conversations. Further spiritual taste is generated from this initial desire to hear Krishna Katha. Preachers in ISKCON should think of themselves as insignificant servants of Srila Prabhupada and his mission to establish Krishna consciousness in the world. If preachers feel their insignificance, they will be able to pray that Srila Prabhupada preached through them, or that in one of any number of ways they may assist Srila Prabhupada and his mission. Such a service mood will award them a taste for hearing Krishna Katha. So this is the point. Mahatsevam Shraddha. Humble approach, feeling oneself insignificant, depending on Prabhupada's mercy, praying to him, and serving devotees, especially devotees in the holy dham, then one will get some taste for hearing Hari Katha. It's contagious. If you serve someone that has taste for Hari Katha, then that will come to you. That's what we heard. The qualities of the servants of the Lord are attained by someone who serves the servant of the Lord.